Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Storybutton, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. One afternoon when the sky was grey and the rain was falling in a pitter-pattering drumroll on the street outside, Maggie and her friend Thomas were sitting on the sofa playing on a video game. The game they were playing was a racing game called Carcraft. In it, you mined and foraged for resources to build your own personalised cars with all of the gadgets and colours and accessories you could want. And then, well, then you raced them. Carcraft was Thomas's favourite game. Maggie liked it well enough too, but not as much as she liked other things like doing magic tricks, exploring the great outdoors, and going on wonder-filled adventures in her Imaginarium. But Thomas was fascinated by all things technological, computers and cars and, yes, video games. And Maggie had to admit that when it was rainy outdoors and there wasn't much else they could do, a game of Carcraft with Thomas was pretty fun. And she was getting better at it, too. When Thomas had first shown her the game, he won every single race. But now Maggie could keep up with him. That afternoon alone, she had even beaten him twice. Whenever she won, her best pal and magician's assistant, the white rabbit Marshmallow, who crouched on the floor quite contentedly nibbling on a leaf of cabbage, would thump his foot on the floor in applause. And Thomas would say, "Nice one, Maggie." They were in the middle of one race in which they were speeding down a road that ran alongside a sandy beach and an ocean of curling blue waves, when Maggie had an idea so surprising that she completely forgot she was playing the game, and her racing car drifted right off the road and came to a halt in a cloud of sand. "Everything okay, Maggie?" Thomas asked, pausing the game. "You almost drove straight into the sea." But when he turned to look at her, he recognised the look on her face very well indeed. "Yikes," he said. "You've had an idea, haven't you?" Maggie nodded. "I sure have," she said. And then she proceeded to tell Thomas that the idea had just popped into her head that instead of playing Carcraft on the games console, they could find a way, what with Thomas's technical wizardry, of creating the world of Carcraft in Maggie's Imaginarium and getting to play it for real. "Or," she finished breathlessly, "not for real, but like real in our imaginations." Maggie's Imaginarium was a tent that she'd set up in her back garden. But it was no ordinary tent. It was an enchanted tent which could take you on wondrous adventures through your own mind. If you lay on your back on the floor of the tent, the canvas ceiling transformed into a brilliant and breathtaking projection of your own imagination, which you could ride through just as though you were riding on a magic carpet. Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.